We present Rodney Bewes and Ann Bell in A Very Private Man.
Pass the salt. Helen, do you really appreciate this marvel of nature you're looking at?
You mean you?
No, the other marvel of nature, this one on the table.
David, in a normal week before we came here, I used to see about 50 people.
Don't you recognize that for what it is?
Yes, it's an egg. 50. I couldn't sleep last night, so I counted people instead of sheep.
Is that all it is to you? An egg?
It's all it was to the hen. I miss people.
Yes, but a hen that ran wild around the fields, woods, battled through bushes and bracken to remote secluded spots. And there, in privacy, not in a cage with 1,000 beady-eyed gossipy females waiting for the drop. There, it was delivered of its precious eggs. And no little man lurking behind a tree, ready to rush out and stamp a little lion on them.
They don't do that anymore.
I know they don't. It's symbolic. The way people always interfere with others, given the chance.
David Parkinson.
That's what really is meant by free range. There aren't many free range people left these days. We're alone. Do you realize what that means?
Yes. Yes, I do. Since Tuesday, all I've seen is you and 14 cows. No, 15, including the one that tried to come in through the kitchen window.
Is there any more toast?
Are you listening?
I am, I am. You know I like 3 pieces of toast.
We've been in this cottage 7 days now.
Is it only 7 since we left behind the bad old days? Remember, not a minute to ourselves.
David.
Telephone clanging, people clanging, and we kept it secret. Except your mother. Don't know how she got the phone number. She must have been standing downwind. Darling, we have all the ingredients for a perfect life.
Oh, do we?
What's the matter? Just one more slice. Where are you going?
This ingredient of that perfect life is going outside for some fresh air as an alternative to throwing something at you. I'm telling you something. I'd like at least as much attention as that egg.
But what's up?
And that freedom-loving egg you've eaten came from a fridge, not the outback. And before that, the only free range it knew was the deep freeze at the supermarket, wearing snowshoes, I expect.
What's up? What's up with you? Helen! Helen!
Women.
They should have their emotions out when they're 12, along with their tonsils. Helen, it's awake. Well, answer, it's your pet. Look after it. Helen.
Oh.
Yes?
You don't know where my son is, do you? David Parkinson is moved from London.
Has he? Has he, madam? How did you get this number?
Which number?
This. Wrong number.
Oh, I got it off her mother. His wife's mother, she's a bit stuck up. Her mother. Ellen's all right, and the father. Do you know them?
No, I don't.
I hope they're not damp.
The father and mother?
David.
Why should he be damp?
I don't know. Oh, I don't think he'll be damp. His vest and underpants and his shirt. Going into somewhere empty, it can be a bit damp.
Well, if I should bump into him, I'll warn him.
What about?
Oh, dear. About his clothes. I'm sorry, but I can't help.
Oh, do you think you will bump into him?
Not a chance. Look, I'm sure he's a nice lad. Good-looking boy. Intelligent, well-dressed. But no, I won't meet him.
He wrote, but he forgot to put his new address.
It must have been an oversight.
Would you like a photo?
Photo? Of what?
Our David. Then if you do meet him, you'll know it's him. If you let me address.
Oh, no, no. I mean, I heard somebody say you'd gone abroad. Goodbye.
What are you talking like that for?
Like what? She's a frog. Well, a tadpole.
Who was it?
A wrong number. A female, wrong number. First your mother, and now my, wrong number. That instrument is evil. Why don't we get the RSPCA to put it down? That's the one fly in the ointment of our new life. That, and Mrs. Wilshaw.
David, I'm sorry I walked out just now. I felt lost.
I know.
Do you, darling?
Let's have it disconnected.
Oh, David Parkinson, that phone at present is my one link with the outside world.
Withdrawal symptoms.
What?
It takes time to get over our past life. Purge the poisons from the system.
I don't see family and friends as poisons.
Oh, I don't know. Your mother? Belladonna Henderson? My mother, something slower, down the social scale, slug killer.
While you've been adjusting well, have you noticed me? David, I like people. Even you, at times. Darling, I can't live without people. I must have human contact.
Well, okay. Let's go to bed.
It's a solution to everything.
And a good one. It's got the same qualities as pasteurized milk. It's tested and it's good for all ages. We will meet people. But it'll be on our terms, not open house. Have patience, darling, please.
Do you mean that?
Of course. Why didn't you tell me you were feeling like this?
I didn't want to worry you.
Worry me? These shoulders are strong enough to bear it. 2 iron tablets a day. Just let me share the load, darling. Tell it to Uncle David's problem page.
Well?
Now tell me. Don't get emotional about little things. Country living steadied me. Things don't worry me the way they used to.
I told Mother the number. I'm glad to be able to tell you that. Oh, it's like a confession.
You?
I phoned her.
You phoned her? Where? At the motorway cafe. You said you were going to the ladies. I wondered why you wanted a 10-pence piece.
You're right. It's best to be completely open with each other.
After all I said about secrecy, you sprinkled prussic acid on my bedtime cocoa. Our new life together, it's like launching a new ship with a stick of dynamite. You told her.
Well, I was upset. The uncertainty. And I knew Mother was worrying.
Probably worrying a sheep. Look, without trust, what hope is there for us? Let alone the United Nations. You told her. Huh.
I don't feel guilty. Where are you going?
Out. To commune with nature. The honest friend that doesn't stab you in the back and isn't on the phone, so it can't be betrayed.
David, I want understanding, not criticism. Have another iron tablet. Oh. Don't stand outside the kitchen window trying to frighten me to death.
Am I interrupting anything?
Yes, the washing up liquid, the view, and me. In between my social engagements, I brewed. Schedule for the day. Hello, washing machine. Nice day. Fancy a spin? I'll watch you doing the rounds. Then, pause for brooding and a cup of tea.
Helen.
Hello, tap. Hello, water. I've come for a run with you today, but I'm booked for a brooding session.
Helen.
Dolly! Stop yelling at me through the glass. I feel like a specimen. Just listen.
I've been thinking.
Oh, the country air is obviously working wonders for
listen,
you.
Listen, I understand how you feel.
Why is it that people who don't understand how you feel are always saying they do understand how you feel?
I'm trying to give advice. There's this myth about women being basically stronger, more durable than men. A kind of heat-resistant, waterproof plastic with female hormones. Men work 40 years if they can find a job. Enjoy the usual competitive challenge of working life with its perks. Of high blood pressure, coronaries, varicose veins, ulcers, luncheon vouchers. While the robust, valiant little woman struggles through coffee mornings, afternoon telly, a ferocious pile of washing up, and waits for her just reward of the husband's insurance when he drops dead in his prime. At the bus queue.
Are you insured?
Yes, against everything, including acts of God and your mother. Oh, God. Who have you told this time? Why not lay on a special train? A flying Let's Harass the Parkinson's Scott. I'm off.
Good.
To commune with nature. Again.
I feel sorry for it.
Which understands me.
That must have taken some training. Yes?
Mrs. Wilshaw.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I'm sorry I haven't been able to get down during your first week. Have you been out since you arrived?
Yes, of course.
Good. Anywhere interesting? It's a beautiful part of the world.
Well, I've been to the dustbin 3 times. That's a very nice walk. I've walked the whole length of the washing line, and I've seen the river, and looked at about 2 million cows.
Where's your husband?
Oh, he's out, communing with nature.
Look, you get him to take you out. Meet some people.
People? What are they? Oh, I am sorry. I really don't mean to impose my moods on you.
You give way if you want to.
No, I feel ashamed. Can I bring you back sometime, please?
Of course. But you tell that husband to take you out. And I'm always here, or at the pigsty. Remember?
Yes. Thank you. Oh, you silly woman, Helen Parkinson. You silly woman.
Women. It's the emotion that betrays them and us. You know, if I'd known Helen was a woman before I married her, I might not have. God created women on an off day. Got the packaging right, but the contents wouldn't pass the Trade Descriptions Act. Where's your wife, little bird? Oh, you're free and easy. You get fed up, fly to another tree. We flew to another tree. Cottage over there. Beautiful, secluded spot. Quiet neighbours, like you. Helen's a wonderful woman. But she is a woman. You do things exactly right. You grow up, fall out the nest, then you're on your own. Complete independence of everybody. You pick a wife. We don't do it that way. We pick families. Yes, it is silly. Do you, David Parkinson, take Helen and her mother and father, Aunt Letitia, Uncle Harold, Cousin Percy, friends, neighbours, the round table? You marry a whole job lot of instant interferers. Why should I feel guilty or selfish? Tell me that. You can't. Why should I feel guilty?
No, I mustn't. Why not? Why should I feel guilty, David Parkinson? You can talk to the birds if you want.
At the third stroke, the time will be 2:32.
Thank you. I only called to talk to someone.
At the third stroke, the time will be 2:32:10.
Well, same time again tomorrow. Hear that, David Parkinson. I have a friend at the post office.
Well, we do try to be friendly.
Oh, a real life postman.
Well, I did knock, but you were talking.
Oh, I was just having a chat with my friend, the speaking clock. She works for the same firm as you.
I only came to deliver this.
Anita! Someone knows I'm here. Oh, to the occupier.
Well, I'd better be going. I mean, me deliveries, you see, I'm late.
Oh, no, please, come in. Have some tea. Don't leave me. I mean, the bag's probably heavy.
No, you're not supposed to touch that. It's post office property.
Did you see a man in the lane as you came down?
A man?
Yes,
wearing jeans and a brown shirt and a sort of sour expression.
Well,
he's probably slashing the heads off flowers or kicking sheep.
Somebody you know?
I don't think so.
Well, I haven't seen him.
He probably wasn't there. Have some tea.
Well, I can't now. I'm late. Are you married?
Well, yes. And...
No?
Yes, in a way.
You're separated?
Yes, at present by a yawning chasm.
Well, look, I've got to get on now, but I could come back.
Yes.
Great, I'll be seeing you. Hey, and lots of women living on their own, seamen in the lane. There's nobody there.
Oh, but, oh, dear. Oh, you have a lot to answer for, Mr. Parkinson. You certainly have.
She has a lot to answer for. Told her mother. Yes, she did. Like giving the ferret the address of the rabbit. Privacy. The dreams shattered. Her mother would have made a good ferret. She's had her husband by the throat for 30 years. Oh, another promising ferret.
What now, Mr. Parkinson? You're the wrong size and colour for a blackbird. And that's not his tune. Are you comfortable up that tree?
Quite comfortable, Mrs. Wilshaw. You've got good eyesight. I'm hidden by the trunk, screened by the leaves. What gave me away?
Your feet. The birds round here don't wear shoes.
I'll remember that next time, Mrs. Wilshaw.
I'm on my way to your cottage.
I thought you would be.
You must see that your wife isn't lonely at the cottage, Mr. Parkinson. Make sure she sees other people.
Anything else, Mrs. Wilshaw? Any more orders of the day?
Not for the minute. But I'm only waiting for you to settle in before I suggest a few ideas for involving you in the community.
You just try, your old ferret.
The devil finds work for idle hands.
I'm sure you'll do your best. I want to warn you, Mrs. Wilshaw, I like being idle. It's been a hobby of mine for years. And I've built up my skill to the point where I'm doing it full time. Most people don't take idleness seriously enough. Successful idleness is hard work.
Well, I could argue about that all day.
Not with me, you couldn't. Yes, I expect you could.
But can I at least give your wife a message?
Yes.
What?
Only this. Say I tried. God knows I tried.
Oh, goodbye.
You still here, my little feathered friend? I pick a tree in the middle of a wood, climb it, and she finds me. My wife telephones her mother, tells her where we are. What would you do? Yes. But the river's not deep enough. Am I being unreasonable? It's not me that's in the wrong. I just value my privacy. It's not me that's in the wrong. Helen's a wonderful wife, but... I'm in the wrong. Thanks for the advice.
Hello? Yes? Who is it? Answer, please. At least breathe heavily.
Helen?
Oh, Mother. Oh, thank goodness it's you.
Well, what's the matter, dear? You sound distraught. Is that man beating you?
It's just so nice to talk to you.
Well, you put the police on him. I always knew from his look that he was unstable. Anyone who won't look me in the eye has a character flaw.
Mother, there aren't many people who will look you in the eye. Not even Father.
Well, your father has a character flaw. I don't let him forget it.
It's so good to hear your voice, Mother.
I knew it. First kidnapping, then wife beating.
Mother, he hasn't laid a finger on me.
Oh, he will. Mental cruelty first, then violence. It's their way.
Don't ring off, Mother.
I'm not ringing off, Helen.
Oh, no. No, of course. Tell me.
Yes? What?
Anything. Who have you seen? How's the weather? Are the drains blocked? Oh, just talk.
Helen, now stop it.
I expect a Henson to be made of sterner stuff.
I'm a Parkinson, Mother.
Nonsense. You're a thoroughbred Henderson, solid oak. Well, you've got a superficial coating of Parkinson emulsion. The cheap stuff they sell in the gaudy cans, that's all. Flaking already. A good scrub with a wet cloth and you'll be as good as new. I warned you, you're regretting this already, aren't you?
I'm glad you rang, Mother. Listening to you makes me see things more clearly, as usual.
Well, of course it does. I spend most of my life making people see things more clearly.
David is a complex person. I almost forgot that. I should make more of an effort.
He's mad. Mad men are complex. Fortunately, there are special places where people like him can be unraveled. With that family of his, especially that mother, one can't be surprised. The whole family should be quarantined. I'm glad you're seeing sense at last.
Yes, I am. It's funny how talk to you gets things into perspective.
Hey, who's that on the doomsday machine?
It's a nobody.
Who's a nobody?
That's right. Directory Inquiries. 192. Goodbye.
Helen, I've been selfish.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I've been selfish.
No, I've been thoughtless.
Let's send it to arbitration. You better accept it, or I might change my mind. I'll kill it. I'll choke the life out of it. I'll be had up for justifiable machine slaughter. I'll wrap the cord around its mouthpiece and I'll twist it and...
Shall I answer it?
Yeah. I'll just enjoy myself. No, no. If it's your mother, I'll do one of my high-pitched whistles and burst her eardrums. Yes?
Oh, it's me again. Is that you?
No.
Oh. Because if it is, I wondered if you'd seen our David since it was on last time.
No, this line's closing down for repairs. Wet rot in the wires. Too many people breathing into it.
Oh, good. Well, if you see him, I wanted you to tell him to ring Sissy Bancroft. He'll know, but you won't know Sissy Bancroft.
No.
No, no, I thought you wouldn't. She's never mentioned you. And I mean, if you don't know me, you're not likely to know her, because she lives next door at number 17. If you're ever this way, but you won't know which way this way is, will you? Who are you, then, if you're not,
Goodbye, madam.
Who?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
Again?
A different nobody. We must be listed in the book under wrong number. There's more nobodies in the telephone directory than Smith.
Well, why the peculiar voice if it's only a wrong number?
I don't want to be recognised, in case it's the same wrong number again. Are you feeling better?
I don't know. I think so.
Di, I know things have been difficult, really. But we can stand the strain. The best is yet to come.
I'm a bit frightened, David.
Don't be. I'm here.
That frightens me too.
Just give it time, darling. Look, it's the end of week one. What about a celebration meal tonight?
I don't know.
The two of us, private, no interruptions. I've known women in the past give up hair appointments for an invitation like that. Hmm?
Well...
We'll have spaghetti bolognese, cheese sauce...
And lemon souffle.
And red cabbage.
And indigestion tablets.
See, your memory's coming back. And we'll bury the hatchet in your...
David?
In the garden. I think they all said I was mad throwing myself away on you. I should have listened. Happy anniversary, darling.
Happy anniversary. 1 week.
Does a toast in tea work? Ceylon, 78.
Wrong. Supermarket, 81.
This is how I imagined it. Just you and me. Shut off from the world.
I don't know what got into me today.
I've told you, withdrawal symptoms. You've been suppressing your feelings about the move for weeks. Then it all came out. Sort of feelings the airlines provide paper bags for.
I was silly and weak.
No phone bell. All evening.
The peace and quiet
that could drive a man insane. They've run out of 10p's. I'll soon see them off.
I'm not staying.
You've made a friend, Mrs. Wilshaw.
How are you, Helen? Is everything all right?
Everything is fine, really. We were just having a quiet evening together.
You see the risk we were taking?
I came to give you this. Bottle of wine to celebrate the anniversary. And to see that all was well. And leave. Good night.
That's definitely thoughtful.
The wine.
The leaving. Oh, I thought she'd made a mistake. She's only human, after all.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I didn't know the post office did a night shift.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hour after the lady of the house.
Before you knocked, so was I. Well?
Oh, well, I thought he was, you know.
Yes, I do. But how do you?
I think there must have been a mistake. I'll be off. I've, I've got to, yes.
Did you hear that? A mad letter carrier.
He called earlier. He may have got the impression that I was leading him on.
Put those cushions on the floor and let me get you arranged.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and take that damned phone off. Too late! Somebody's being greedy. Yes? Hey, Edge 64783.
Oh, sorry. Wrong number.
You've been listening to A Very Private Man, starring Rodney Bewes as David Parkinson, Anne Bell as Helen Parkinson, Daphne Oxenford as Mrs. Henderson, Marlene Sidaway as Mrs. Wilshaw, Paula Tilbrook as Mrs. Parkinson, and Peter Wheeler as the postman. The script was written by Teddy Gregson, and the program was produced by Ron MacDonald.